Harper Audio presents Motherless Mothers, written and read by Hope Edelman. Copyright 2006 by Hope Edelman. Production and abridgment, copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Two little girls live in my house now. The 8-year-old has the temperament of a sprite, the 4-year-old the countenance of an angel. When I return home at the end of a workday, the older one lunges at me in the entryway, "Mommy!" entwining her body around me in a simian display of unity. The 4-year-old races over with her arms raised, bleating, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy!" her halo of dark gold hair backlit by the setting California sun. I reach down for the little one, trying to keep my balance with the older one wrapped around my right leg. "How's my bunny?" I say to Eden, nuzzling my face into her smooth neck. I grip Maya's gangly third-grade body tight against my upper thigh, in the best facsimile of a hug I can manage. "How's my bear?" I ask. It is an uninhibited spectacle of adoration, an almost embarrassing display of abundance. Two little girls, whose afternoon cracks open with joy and relief when I walk through the door. Has anyone ever felt so necessary or so beloved? My mother felt this way once. At least I imagine she must have. Or at least I hope she did. There were three children who would have greeted her when she returned home from a PTA meeting or from a long weekend away with my father. Though I can't remember a specific time, all of us leaped on her as my children leap on me. We weren't a family prone to physical displays of affection or verbal expressions of love. The only time I remember telling my mother I loved her was in the summer of 1981 when I was 17. She was lying in a hospital bed, and I gripped the sidebars.